From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A man who co-founded one of this country's deadliest street gangs has been gunned down at his home in El Salvador. Ernesto Miranda was 38. Years ago, he helped start the Mara Salvatrucha, a notorious gang born in Los Angeles that's now spread around the world. But lately, even police have called Miranda a peacemaker, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
On the streets of L.A. in his native El Salvador, Ernesto Miranda was known as Smokey. We met him just over a year ago in a village outside San Salvador. Miranda claimed to be a changed man, looking back at his days as one of the original members of the Mara Salvatrucha gang, the MS-13.
La M y la S se relacionan con el 13. Nace la
Miranda was back in El Salvador after having been deported from Los Angeles because of his gang activities. He talked about having grown up in his country's bloody civil war in the 1980s. Miranda says he was just 14 when he joined the army to fight for a cause he really didn't understand.
Nos entrenó para asesinar a nuestra propia gente.
In this country, we were taught to kill our own people, no matter if they were from your own blood. If your father was the enemy, you had to kill him. So the training we got during the war in our country served to make us one of the most violent gangs in the United States.
Miranda fled to Los Angeles hoping to escape the violence, but he found plenty more in the streets of L.A.'s Pico Union neighborhood. That's where he banded with other young Salvadoran immigrants and started the MS-13.
I remember Smokey. I met him back in 1991. And he was this, you know, hardcore, you know, down for the neighborhood, and this is where I'm going to die.
Susan Cruz works with gang members and undocumented youth in Los Angeles.
I remember, you know, when his first daughter was born, and, you know, he found God and all that, and he changed, and all of us were like, wow, you know, mister, I'm never going to leave the gang, and here you are, you know, turning your life around. And he went through a lot of stuff.
Cruz and other friends say Smokey was looking for redemption for his many past sins. That included exporting the gang lifestyle back home to El Salvador after he was forced to leave Los Angeles. In his new barrio, Miranda and the other deported gang members told tales of gang life in L.A., and soon young Salvadorans copied their hand signals, the slang, and more. When we met him last year, Miranda was studying law at the National University, working with former gang members and lobbying federal judges in El Salvador.
He was leading a great effort down there to bring human rights into the prisons, and it's difficult work. Not everyone can go and do that.
Rocio Santa Cruz works with Homies Unidos, a binational gang intervention organization.
It's so sad to see that another peacemaker has been killed.
Salvadoran police captain Neri Garcia says Miranda's murder is still under investigation, but this much is known. At 1:30 in the morning Sunday, he says, Miranda was shot 10 times while standing in the doorway of his house, hours after turning down an invitation to celebrate the prison release of an MS member. Garcia says compared to the life he once led, Miranda was rehabilitated. But Garcia says he could never quite escape his past ties, though he was the only ex-gangbanger in the area working to prevent further violence. Miranda's family held a funeral yesterday, and later this week his L.A. friends plan to memorialize him. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.